Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Wednesday, September 2nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Emergency Management, along with the State of Florida Division of Emergency Management, Hardy County Department of Health, and various offices under the Board of County Commissioners are conducting a free drive-through COVID testing site. Testing begins today, September 2nd, all the way up until September 8th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and also 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nickerson Ulrich Building at Pioneer Park, 2820 Picnic Lane in Zolfo Springs. If you are using a GPS, your closest destination is the Hardy County Wildlife Refuge at 650 Animal Way. For more information, call 863-773-4161. Your local events this Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will play a home game against the Port Charlotte Pirates at 7:30 p.m. Remember to practice social distancing. Come on out and support your Wildcats. We will have live coverage of this game and many more, and you can listen on 1310 AM, 102.1 FM, on our website, 102ontheoutlaw.com, or on the TuneIn and Simple Radio mobile apps for iOS and Android. Your Hardy County jobs, Belkin Sebring is looking for a full-time selling captain. As a selling captain, you will drive sales, ensure a consistent customer experience, maintain presentation and safety standards, and resolve customer concerns. You will partner with management closely to ensure their team of associates cares for their customers in an environment where you thrive by winning together. Colonial Life in Sebring is looking for a sales manager. You can find their qualifications on their website. And Fellowship Home at the Fairway in Sebring is looking for a resident care assistant. The resident care aides and certified medication aides are responsible for providing quality service to residents and their families, including care management, medication management, quality assurance, and compliance with state HFR standards. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
First National Bank of Wauchula has the innovative financial solutions to help either start or expand your business. Our banking decisions are made locally. First National Bank of Wauchula is the best alternative to big corporate banking. First National Bank of Wauchula, where customer service and small business partnerships are made. Stop in today.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather mostly cloudy, temperature 86 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity 75%, heat index 97. Winds are calm, visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.05 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:09 a.m. Eastern Time. A heat advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. Eastern Time this evening. This afternoon, mostly sunny. Early this morning, numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%, heat index values up to 109. Tonight, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain 30%. Thursday, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Heat index values up to 107. And Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our Ag News.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced up to an additional $1 billion for the Farmers to Family Food Box program. Perdue says with this additional funding, the Food Box program will continue to save countless jobs, support our farmers, and move food where it's needed most. The program has provided over 70 million boxes to hungry Americans across the country. China made its largest weekly U.S. beef purchases on record 2 weeks ago, followed by its biggest U.S. corn deals in almost a month. That's according to USDA data showing China bought a net 3,315 tons of U.S. beef in the week ending August 20th, the largest weekly buy dating back to 1999. AgWeb.com reports China also bought over 11,000 tons of U.S. pork, the most in a month. Driven primarily by soybeans and corn, U.S. ag exports for fiscal year 2021 are projected at $140.5 billion, up $5.5 billion from the revised 2020 forecast. Soybean exports are forecast up $4.2 billion to $20.4 billion due to unexpected strong demand from China and reduced competition from Brazil. Corn exports are projected up $700 million to $9 billion, and ag exports to China are forecast at $18.5 billion, up $4.5 billion, and ag exports to Canada and Mexico are forecast at $21 and $19.3 billion, respectively.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
John Dixon, Pomeroy, Washington. I've worked with McGregor since the beginning of my farming.
It's not about making a sale. It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
Kickstarter is the only starter fertilizer that we've used at this point where you could just see right to the line. You've got better emergence. You've got bigger plants with this product. All the pieces have come together.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
You can see the difference.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has authorized $26 million for the Alabama Agriculture Stabilization Program. Alabama Farmers Federation Director of Agricultural Legislation Preston Roberts was part of an industry effort to utilize some of these dollars to help producers.
So we started back in March with the passage of the CARES Act at the federal level. And what that did is it sent money to the states to use for relief needs. Obviously, each state had their own set of needs. And so that was part of the CARES Act to bring some money down to the state level. And so as we started to understand more what the losses were across the agricultural industry in Alabama, we started to try and find some ways that we could use those state dollars for relief for farmers in our state.
Robert says the losses from the pandemic have affected nearly every facet of Alabama agriculture.
And obviously, our losses were not just in the livestock industry. They were spread out across multiple industries, into the poultry industry, the greenhouse, nursery folks, obviously cattle. But we really wanted to see if we could use that money for relief for the farmers that needed it.
Applications for access to these funds can be found via the Alabama Department of Ag and Industry's website.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for the Business News Stock Market Report and Sports News.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing higher on Wall Street today after wrapping up their fifth monthly gain in a row. Technology companies were once again a standout. Zoom Video Communications soared more than 40% a day after the video conferencing service reported another quarter of explosive growth. This is a busy week for economic news, culminating Friday with a monthly U.S. jobs report. Tesla gave back some of its recent gains after saying that it would sell up to $5 billion in stock. The Dow gained 248 points today to close at 28,646. The NASDAQ was ahead 164 to 11,940. The S&P 500 tacked on 26 to 3,527. New York oil up 29 cents to $42.90 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Aroldis Chapman threw a 101-mile-per-hour fastball near the head of a Tampa Bay batter while closing out his first save of the season, prompting the benches to empty after New York added a six-game losing streak against the Rays with a 5-3 victory. Tampa Bay center fielder Kevin Kiermaier's reaction.
I don't know if there's intent. Who knows? But once again, we don't like them. They don't like us. It is what it is. But same guys over there chirping, always trying to be all macho.
Yankee starter Masahiro Tanaka also drilled Joey Wendell with a 95-mile-per-hour fastball in the first inning. Rays manager Kevin Cash.
The chirping from the dugout, somebody's got to be accountable. And the last thing I'll say on it is I got a whole stable full of guys that throw 98 miles an hour, period.
The AL East leading Rays are 7-2 against the Yankees this season, a lead second place New York by 3.5 games. Texas scored twice in the 10th on a balk and two errors as they beat Houston 6-5. This is SR in Sports. Cleveland and Chicago tied for first in the AL Central after the Indians beat Kansas City 10-1 and the White Sox lost to Minnesota 3-2. The Oakland and Seattle game was postponed. In the National League, Sonny Gray at 5-2 has been one of baseball's best pitchers so far this season, but not Tuesday as he started in the Reds' 16-2 loss to St. Louis.
Leadoff hitter gets on, next guy gets a hit, walk, bases loaded, then you get a, double down the line, and it just kind of snowballs from there. I left the field in the first inning having not even got three outs and had already given up six runs with more runners on base.
Aaron Nola struck out 9 while tossing 2 at ball for 8 innings in Philadelphia's 6-0 win over Washington. Ian Happ's RBI single in the 11th gave Chicago an 8-7 win over Pittsburgh. Alex Dickerson homered 3 times as San Francisco beat Colorado 23-5. It was Los Angeles 6-3 over Arizona. Interleague finals, Miami 3, Toronto 2, Baltimore 9-5 over the Mets, Atlanta 10, Boston 3, Detroit 12, Milwaukee 1. With SR in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time here today with Hardy Midday, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula. 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: if you ever come to a fork in the road, chances are there is a restaurant nearby. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.